Last night we spoke of a testament. Tonight that testament is enacted. A will doesn't take effect until death. In fact, a will takes effect through death. His hands are opened. His side has been pierced. His blood has been shed. The promise is no longer spoken by Jesus, but rather it's been sealed. This isn't partial. This isn't symbolic. This isn't tentative. This is complete obedience, complete sacrifice, complete mercy, complete grace. You see, it's interesting. I've never seen a painting or a picture or even a crucifix in a church as it actually would have taken place. Yeah, I've seen the blood, you know, you've watched the Passion of the Christ, you see the paintings and things like that. I've seen the blood, I've seen the gore, I've seen the thorns, I've seen the scrapes and the wounds and the droplets and all of those things. I've seen the cross, the nails, the spear, the holes, the pain, the grimacing. But I've never seen a picture of the crucifixion bold enough to show us Jesus' shame. You see, the Romans didn't just want to hurt those they crucified. They wanted to shame them. They wanted anyone who saw them to think twice or even three times before they went and committed a capital crime against the state. You see, crucifixion was saved for the worst of the worst. This was the maximum security penitentiary type of criminals who were being crucified. And we look at the meek and lowly Lamb of God, this man who spoke of love, kindness, and compassion. But because of that, the Romans wanted to inflict maximum pain and maximum shame. So brace yourself, Jesus would have been crucified naked. No little loincloth that we see in all the paintings in the movies. Naked. Naked for his mom, his friends, and all the world to see. It's ironic that in the Garden of Eden, Pastor Mike has been preaching on the book of Genesis over the last several months. And in the very beginning of the book of Genesis, back in Genesis chapter 2, when Adam and Eve first ate of the fruit in the garden and they sinned, they realized that they were what? They were naked and they felt ashamed. And what did God do? He killed one of his precious creatures. He took one of his prized creation to die, to sacrifice, to make them clothing to cover their shame for what they had done. In fact, the blood that Jesus shed is enough to cover you and me. All the dalliances in the dark, the benders, the lies, the lusts, the gossip, the ruined relationships we've experienced, his blood was enough to cover me. But here, as he hung between heaven and earth, a beacon for all the world to see, he not only suffered pain, but he also carried our shame. We pray. Lord, thank you for not only paying for our sin, but also carrying our shame. Thank you for clothing us in your righteousness then, now, and forever. Amen. It's easy to speak about love. It's a little harder to look at the cost. You can't really weigh it on a scale. You can't pick it up. You can't really hold it. The cross isn't an accident. It's not a tragedy alone. It's not merely injustice. It's the place where sin meets its consequence. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, Scripture says. not some of it, not the lesser parts of it or the easier stuff, but rather the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The sins we regret, the sins we defend, the coldness of heart, the quiet pride, the love of self that crowds out the love of God. Here it gathers, there it's born. He doesn't resist. He doesn't call down rescue. He takes it. He receives it. I can't help but think of the phrase that's often used today when a couple's getting divorced. We just fell out of love. It means that the spark that they had when they were dating, when everything was going well, was exciting, fresh, fun, and new, isn't really there anymore. Now the relationship may be boring, routine, unexceptional. Or you might hear someone say, we just kind of grew apart, as if it happens overnight. Of course, we do see the effects and the results of our sin in relationships and marriage. In some situations, there's adultery, affairs, and cheating. In others, there's abuse, physical, emotional, verbal, and sexual, and you need to escape for your life. Jesus died for all of these. For the majority of people, we don't fall out of love the same way we slip on a banana peel, and we don't grow apart overnight. For most of us, it happens through a series of choices, compromises, and day-to-day decisions we make. I put myself above the other. I choose work instead of my wife. I choose silence instead of speaking up. I choose to complain rather than celebrate. I choose my way over our way. And somehow, I'm surprised when I come to the end of it all and the only person I'm left with is me. But that's what my selfishness does. It leaves me alone. It always has, and it always will. But the weight of love is a crushing weight of sacrifice. Sacrifice of self over the other. The soldier who jumps on the grenade so his buddies can go home to their families. The firefighter who runs into the burning building to save the child. The mother who gives up her body, her time, her sleep, and her privacy to give it all to her baby. The father who chooses his family over the opportunity to climb the corporate ladder and make a name for himself. An innocent man hanging on a cross to save those who don't deserve it. So that when we get mad at each other, we can look to him and remind ourselves that we're just as much of a sinner as the other person that we're mad at. It's not the thing of medals, excitement, or wealth, but a crown of thorns, nails, wood, and sacrifice. That's the weight of love. We pray. Lord, as we falter, let us look to you as our strength. When our love wanes, make us steady so that we can abound in your great love for us. Amen. And then, not in despair, nor in defeat, he says, "It is finished." The work given by the Father, finished. The burden carried, finished. The debt that was owed, finished. There's a stillness in that word. Nothing more to add. Nothing left undone. The forgiveness placed in your mouth last night rests here. On this cross, in his completed work, when you hear "for you," it's anchored here in his finished sacrifice. We don't leave today with noise, but rather we leave this sanctuary with quiet certainty. the tree stands. The Lamb has been offered. His testament and his will is in force. It is finished. Amen.